The JISC e-learning show, podcast special. Lucy Warman works for the University of Central Lancashire. She started out by telling me about her project.
I'm a research assistant on the JISC-funded project called TAG, the Alternative Guide to UCLAN.
And what's that project all about?
Well, basically, we're developing a website that will enable students to develop realistic expectations of higher education. Research shows that they don't know what to expect from university when they get here. They don't know where to get help, and they quite often make uninformed decisions about their course choices and where they live and things like that. So this website will tell them what it's really like to be a student, the issues that they might face, and how to deal with them, and basically what to expect from the university and also what the university expects from them.
But Lucy, haven't we got hundreds of websites already for students? What's going to be so different about this one?
Well, they're not really. When you look at the other websites and when you look at the information universities send out, it's very much marketing information. Even though they have interviews with students, the students don't really talk about the issues or the things that can go wrong at university.
So how are you going to get at that?
Exactly what we'll be doing. Our students, when they go on TAG, they'll be able to read about current students' experiences. So students who have got themselves into debt, how they got themselves into debt, and perhaps they didn't do anything about it. Or we'll have students who have perhaps not worked hard enough on their assignments, or they've left it to the last minute and their printer's broken and they've ended up failing the assignment or only getting 40% because they handed it in late. So we're getting students to reflect on where they think they've made mistakes at university and actually sharing that with students and saying things like, for example, things might happen with your parents, they might become ill whilst you're at university, and students just assume they'll never have any problems. So when things do happen, they don't know what to do and they don't get any help. So we'll be really emphasising to them about the support that's available, making that part of the university life. So they see that accessing the academic study support all part of going to university.
So it's more than just a social networking disasters site.
Oh, no, it's not that. I mean, we are going to have social networking on there to try and get students to talk to each other and express their concerns. And then hopefully it'll be a way for us to evaluate the TAG site to make sure we've got the right sort of content on. So if they're asking questions or raising concerns that we've not covered, then it will help us to plan the content of the site and change and develop the site to suit the students' needs. But the majority of the site will be content written by students about what it's really like to be a student at the university. So if somebody comes around and says that they lived in halls and someone smoked drugs all the time and they hated it, that will be on the site. We're not covering anything up.
And do you see this most of use to students at the university or to students applying to university?
The target audience for us are students who are applying to university up to their first assessment. The project's originally based on an earlier project at UCLAN called A to A, which was application to assessment. So those are our main focus. So it's those who are starting to think about applying to university and going through the process of actually getting here, starting and leading up to their first assignment. Although I do anticipate there'll be other stakeholders interested, such as parents, for example, who quite often don't have access to the information the students get because they receive the post, they take it up to their room and they don't ever tell their parents. So there will be other people using the site, but our main audience are those students for application to first assessment.
So you're really trying to improve the application process and get students onto the right courses?
Yes, that will be part of it. We are going to look at doing some form of diagnostic tools, for example, perhaps interviews with students on certain courses so they can say what it's like and what the students can expect from it. And sort of, there's been cases where we've had students start a course where they've realised that they don't actually like health or blood, but they've gone on to a midwifery course and it's not right for them, and they've just not made informed course choices. So there will be elements of that, but part of it is just overall making them come to university with the expectation that it's the ownership of learning is with them, the responsibility of getting their degree is with them, it's not with the academics, it's not going to be handed to them, it's not going to be taught like it is at school. It's very much an independent self-learning process, and it's trying to communicate that to the students as well.
So a shift from being taught to managing their own learning.
Yes. And we do feel that when students come, they don't fully understand that. They do expect an awful lot from the academics and the sort of the understanding of reading a degree and reading around the subject, and the lectures are really just almost guidance points for them, but whereas they expect the lectures to be everything they possibly need to know. So it's changing those sort of attitudes.
And how does the technology fit into this? What are you able to do with this that you couldn't do by sending out a prospectus?
Well, we think by putting it on the internet means that we'll be able to continually update it and change it. We'll be able to link to an awful lot of other resources. And what we're also doing with TAG, we're trying to embed it as much as we can in the curriculum of current students. So, for example, the marketing students, the film and media students, the web design students, the students involved in writing can all start to use TAG as a client for assessment to get them work experience of working with a real client and working to a brief. So by keeping it online, it means it can be continually updated and changed, and students can work with it as much as they choose.
And what's the major problems and issues you've faced?
With the project?
Yes.
I think the biggest one is really getting staff and students engaged in the project. The project started a couple of years ago with an idea with some of the student liaison officers, which is a support service we have here at UCLan. And it's been quite a slow process because they didn't really have the time or the funding to do the project. I was one of those student liaison officers, and I was lucky enough to be able to secure JISC funding, which has meant now we have funding for the project. We've got full-time people working on it, which is now bringing it forward. But it's getting other staff to engage with it, start using it as clients for assessment, start promoting it to their students, and sort of embracing the project. So that's been, I think, the biggest challenge.
Do you think students go to websites anymore, or do they just use feeds?
I think they go to websites. UCLan do research each year to the people that apply for a place and who they offer a place to and who they reject. And their research showed that the first place and the most popular place for students to access information about the university was the university website.
That's very interesting. That's a very useful finding.
Yeah, it has been, because that was sort of our concern is how we actually get them to TAG, because we're not posting it through their letterbox to their sort of front door, and because we wanted to be on the website, that was a sort of concern how we're going to engage with them. But that sort of finding has been very useful, that the first place that people go is the internet. So
the JISC e-learning show is a Pontedusky production for JISC. It was introduced by Graham Atwell and produced by Dirk Stierglitz. The e-learning show is licensed under by attribution, non-commercial, share alike Creative Commons license.